men should honor women, which means they should not look at women as a sexual release.
Good luck with that.
Women should respect men and not use underhanded or dishonest means of winning their hearts.
Boob in the face. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
This is all advice on advice, sweet advice on advice.
Oh, yes.
It is advice on advice generally is a segment where we take advice
generally
that stinks. But today is the whole show where we take advice that stinks and we improve upon that advice with our own advice, hence
advice on advice.
Yes. So this is going to be all advice all the time, people. Sweet, hot, A on A. So, do you want to kick off?
Yeah, sure. Why not? What I got here, I have a ton of advice, and I wanted to start out because this is a special show. I could not ignore Mrs. Webb.
I went to Mrs. Webb also, but then I thought, okay, maybe Katie will have some good ones.
Yeah, you stay away from her. She's all mine.
So, what does Mrs. Webb have for us today? Mrs. Webb is notorious in the Advice on Advice Hall of Fame, which doesn't exist.
Right.
For bad advice. Just reckless advice. You know what I mean? Her license should be revoked.
Absolutely. So the first question is, Dear Mrs. Webb, okay. I am a 27-year-old man interested in a woman at work. We are almost the same age and have an excellent work relationship. Due to sexual harassment laws.
Oh, damn those sexual harassment laws. And other, we should be just able to run up and grab a chocha, but you can't do that anymore.
And other workplace laws.
Yeah.
It is difficult to ask someone out at work. How can I do this without risking my job?
Really? Okay, let me just say that we've both been younger and worked in offices.
Yes.
Sexual harassment has never really been okay. But there's always a good way to ask someone. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that difficult to not harass someone and ask them out for a mulch, you know, at the chocolate shop. Really?
Yeah.
What are the laws? Like, don't talk to women.
Yeah.
Don't touch them above the elbow.
Well, here's her answer.
Okay.
Which is funny that you say what you just said, because she says, in the old days, it was considered bad form to fish in the office pool.
Really? That's where most people met.
Attitudes changed during the 80s and 90s, and work was filled with pillow talk.
Really? But using the nomenclature from the 50s, pillow talk.
Things seem to be coming full circle again with the assistance of the faceless government bureaucracy.
Mm, a libertarian.
The office pool is again off limits.
Really?
So, wah, wah. Because of the stupid government.
Yeah, because of the man.
You can't get it on in the office.
Yeah.
Mrs. Webb is a little disappointed in this. She says, if you work for a company with a personnel office, I would ask them for relationship guidelines.
Are you kidding me? It's like The Office.
It's like,
Isn't there an episode with Holly or
but don't Toby? Confuse this. I'm going to interject and say, don't confuse this with dating advice from the...
Yeah.
All right.
This is just how to ask someone if they'd like to hang out outside of work. First, you got to consult Toby.
A number of businesses protect themselves from harassment lawsuits by not allowing employees to fraternize, especially employees in dominant and subordinate jobs.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming these people are at the same level, right? Because they're about the same age.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. I mean, say that again.
I'm assuming these people. I'm assuming he's not the CFO and she's not working in the
mail room. I would imagine.
Okay.
No, he's a 27-year-old man. So it could be anything, actually.
It could be anything.
There are both federal and state laws to consider here. So I would not begin to guess what applies.
Really? This is great advice. Look, I'm not really sure if this is correct.
Yeah, so she says it would be wise to clarify your position and responsibilities. My position as well. What do I do here?
What's a girl got to do?
What do I do during the day?
When can I fit this in?
And remember, girlfriends either become former girlfriends or wives. An angry former girlfriend could be a walking lawsuit.
Wow.
So all kinds of bad...
I think he wasn't asking for legal advice. I think he was just asking what's... essentially, his question is, what is a really chill, acceptable way to ask this woman out without freaking her out and without making her feel harassed? Because you don't want to harass her, not because of the laws, but not because you don't want to harass her.
Right.
He just wants to be Like, how can I? How can
yeah,
I
maybe
do that?
You know, give me an idea. Give me some phrasing. Be a
Would
little
you
like
to have coffee sometime after work? How about inviting her to see a movie or
yeah, spending time with the person yeah. outside of work for fosters a relationship.
How about a group? You could do with a group. I'm sure they're in their 20s. They yeah. probably all hang out. Like, do a group thing.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't have a drink on Thursday after work?
So Mrs. Webb is now lamenting. The good
the
old
faceless
days.
Faceless government. The good old days when she was getting her ass pat.
When there was pillow patted. Talk all over the office.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's terrible.
That's terrible advice.
And she didn't answer the advice at all. She just told him to go to someone else for advice. That's some
right.
cheap.
Go figure it out, she said, basically.
Yeah.
Go,
You're on
go,
your own.
Go read some laws.
Yeah.
And bye.
Tell it to the Marines.
And doesn't the government stink for doing this to us?
So bizarre.
People who want to get it on in the office.
Is Mrs. Webb really a woman? Like, does
Nobody
Mrs.
Knows.
Webb later on blame, like, African-Americans and yeah. people of Jewish heritage? You know, like, things that no one asked yeah. about. You're like, damn it, liberal media ruining everything.
And then the commies came in.
Yeah, Mexicans all over the place. I have something, if what I you... might piggyback on that.
Cool.
I'm going to break up your Mrs. Webb. This is from the Washington Post by Carolyn Hacks. And the title is simply, Flirting Between Married People. Finding clarity. Finding clarity. It says, Dear Carolyn, married people occasionally have little flirtations with friends. I have always thought these things generally aren't a problem, unless they are. I hate that.
Wait. Oh my God.
So this is okay, unless it isn't. And then you need to walk away. From your perspective, what are the indicators? This person is so dry. I can't even believe they flirt. What are the indicators that a friendly flirtation has crossed the line and calls for steps to shut it down? Where's the line? Question mark. So basically this woman, I'm assuming it's a woman. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say that. She just wants to know how far can she go with her flirt? Like, is a beach too far?
Yeah.
Or touching above the elbow?
It's like if you have to ask.
Yeah, you know what you're doing, girl. You're trying yeah. to get this man in bed. So she says, if you singled out one friend with whom to have little flirtations, if you singled someone out.
Then first, it's a red flag
yeah.
right there.
So first of all, you're not saying you're a flirtatious person. You're just saying if you've picked someone, then and it's new or escalating. So either one. Either it's just started or it's continuing.
As opposed to over with and yes. you're thinking about it.
Then I'd say you're already at that point. Married people don't live in sensory deprivation chambers, but targeted attention is... So it says here, whenever you get to the point where you're questioning your actions, it's also time to pay more and deliberate attention to your spouse. This is the problem. Really? You find yourself flirting with someone else. I need to spend more time with Tom.
That's...
Because chances are you've drifted away.
Yeah, no kidding, you've drifted.
Yeah. So, and also it says here, consider your spouse's comfort with your behavior. If he or she brings it to your attention, then it's time to reevaluate. So if your husband or wife is like, you need to cut out flirting on the job,
then it's a
probably
problem.
Time.
And if you enjoy your husband or wife telling you, you know what, you're flirting and yeah. I don't like it, then that's a problem too.
But I think you should say, what's the big deal? You're just being sensitive, Tom. I'm not doing anything. Touch, touch, beach. And then Carolyn writes, my hubby recently did that for us. I was the flirt, and I'm grateful he did it in a calm way before it got too out of hand. Can you believe this? So now at this point, the person giving the advice is like, girl, I've been there.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible advice.
Roderick came to the job, and he was like, lay it down, hang it up. Can you imagine? Like, at what point in your married life are you flirting so just hardcore that your partner sees it and is like, hold on.
It's like,
on
stop
now.
It. And you're like, what?
That's not flirting.
And then
anymore.
You're writing somebody and saying, you know, tell me about my flirting that I know I'm doing, but I'm denying with my husband.
Yeah. I thought flirting was on the DL when you're married.
Flirting is, yeah.
I don't know. I'm married. I don't flirt. I didn't do it very well when I wasn't married. Okay. I'm just saying. I've seen people do it. And Greg and we always laugh about it because every once in a while, because we're a mixed couple. Sometimes people don't know we're together,
right.
even if we're quite near each other, because, you know, it's only 2013.
Can you believe it? No, yeah. It couldn't be. Black and white together?
Yes, together again. It's like the song. So sometimes a woman will start flirting with him, and he'll look over at me, whereupon I whisper, you're on your own, buddy, and I'm out. Why should I deal with that? Why should I have to deal with women flirting?
You're not going to bring down the hammer and start flirting with your husband?
You're on your own. Good luck. Karen, I would say that this advice is, you know, this advice is seek marriage counseling is what it should say. You're flirting with someone to the point where your partner has been like, stop it. Where are you? In the car? All three of you? Like, you know, what's terrible. Going on? It's terrible. So that's my advice. And now back to you.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at a picture that you have, and it's very
scary. I got Katie on this advice. This is advice from the past.
Oh, nice.
I know Katie likes to bring historical
advice. I do every so often from everything, but we'll get to... Do you want to do that? Or
Sure, why not? I mean, this is a picture of... This is what Katie was referring to. It's a Victorian family photo from the 1800s. A very handsome woman.
Oof.
And a very handsome gentleman. It looks like 1800s Gothic. I mean, they just
it
look
really
very
does. Unhappy. Yeah, it looks like a... American Gothic
with Victorian era, and someone's died. It looks like as well.
Right,
it's very somber.
Doesn't look like fun.
So it's just this is just some advice.
They're not like a swinging couple.
No, not at all. Well, who knows? Back then, Hellfire Club. So this is what people in the 1800s, late 1800s, and early 1900s, they discovered this British newspaper archive, and it's tips that back in the day Victorian men and women took very seriously. So they tell, if you're a Victorian woman, the advice about keeping your man is not to let your hubby catch you curling your hair.
What?
That apparently was very offensive back in the day.
Because he would assume it was already curled?
Yeah. I mean, these are white people, so I'm assuming that they needed to curl their hair regularly to keep it curled, so it shouldn't be that
this
shocking.
Big of a secret.
Yeah.
And it's how were they going to, and they don't have really the
They got
the
a small
tools.
House. They have a small house.
They don't have like the roller, like what do they do?
I have no
Nobody
idea.
Knows. Okay.
I would imagine pieces of paper and then
rolling
pinning
it
up.
Yeah.
So don't do that. And then don't bore your husband about the mother-in-law. I think that still stands today. Nobody wants to hear about your mother-in-law.
Right.
Not your husband.
Yeah.
Not
he doesn't
me.
Want to hear about his mother.
Not anybody.
At all.
Also, October 12th, 1895 advises, do not argue with your husband. Do whatever he tells you to do and obey all his orders.
That's the advice.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that fantastic? Don't worry him for money and don't expect a new dress oftener than he offers to buy you one.
So keep your mouth shut except on occasion for his.
And then it says, and this is what I think is great because this is from 1895, but the way that it said, I'll read it so it's more current. Don't sit up till he comes home from the club. Better be in bed and pretend to be asleep. I feel like women are dealing with this today. He rolls home from the club.
Are you kidding?
When he goes home from the club. And look at the guy.
What's
the husband's
he
doing? Got his feet up. The wife is massaging his neck.
Oh.
She's been corseted within an inch of her life.
Oh,
fantastic
like
advice.
Hell. God, could you imagine? And this is what everyone was supposed to be doing.
This is what people were doing right back in the day. But it also says here, bring her an occasional gift of flowers and remember her birthday and wedding anniversary. Remember
same
these.
Today. This is...
Remember these and she will darn your socks.
Euphemism.
Yeah. If your husband has a headache, don't tell him that coal has risen 10 shillings. Is that a euphemism? Yeah, it's risen 10 shillings for me too. Herbert. I'm going back to sleep. You've been at the club too long. How funny is that? I like it.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Once they, and they mentioned again the curling their hair. Nothing...
I knew they would because I've been thinking about it the whole time.
Nothing disgusts a man sooner than a girl who charmed him, who's developed into a wife, who affects wrappers and curl papers. So once again,
they don't want to keep the magic alive. Leave a little mystery.
This hair curling stuff must have been disgusting to men. I'd like to see what it looks like. I mean, look.
It was like, could you imagine have them knowing about her period?
Oh my God, who her what? Who?
Yeah.
You jump out the window. It's just so, when I was a little girl, I remember people wearing curlers. You probably do as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nobody wears them anymore. That industry is over. When was the last
it's
time
so
you saw
sad.
Somebody in curlers?
It's so sad. I will probably about a couple of weeks ago because I put them in.
You had hot curlers?
I have hot, yep.
Wow, where'd you get those from?
The store.
They still make them?
Of course they do, yeah.
Wow.
I love them.
That's amazing. I wish they were the kind that were plugged in. I mean, I know you see pictures of those because now you heat them up and put them on.
Yeah.
But back in the day, each one used to have a cord coming out of it.
Right.
You look like...
Yeah, it's like an electrified
thing. The Bride of Frankenstein.
Happening. Yeah.
In the salon. Okay. So what do you have for your advice?
Okay, here's another one from Mrs. Webb because I couldn't tear myself away from this.
Okay, I'm afraid.
Okay. Dear Mrs. Webb, How appropriate is it to call my boyfriend of 4 years?
Call him what?
I have been taught not to call men. However, occasionally, not often, he does not give me a good morning call.
Stop. What?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No.
To call a man on the phone.
To call her own boyfriend on the phone.
Okay. Her boyfriend of 4 years.
Of 4 years.
He must be chilling. He hasn't gotten a phone call.
Yeah.
From
I wait until lunchtime to give him a call. Is it appropriate to call him? Is it appropriate to call your own boyfriend of 4 years?
At lunch. You know what? But before you finish this advice, let me just say he's dating other women. And they're all calling him. Either that or they're all not to call him. He's found women who are not to call him.
And he is just living the life of
Because when he wants, I bet he calls you when he wants it.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Deep. The guy's a pimp.
Yeah. And so Mrs. Webb says, yes, I do think it would be appropriate for you to call him occasionally.
Don't get crazy with
it. Yeah. Your boyfriend of 4 years.
This is my grandfather.
It sounds
like an old man who's like,
Right. I mean, yeah, Mrs. Same Webb is not Mrs. Webb. I want to draw a picture of what I think Mrs. Webb
Air
looks like.
Webb.
It sounds like your relationship has flourished 4 years by you allowing him to take the lead.
Good Lord.
Ooh. Therefore, I wouldn't change things too much, but I would do the unexpected occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
That call him. She said, on occasion, call him because it's unexpected.
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing and not call him. But if you want to call him, do it. But once in a while.
Once in a while.
It's really working for you.
Because every man likes to be surprised by a phone call. My girlfriend of 4 years is calling me?
What?
Oh, this is awesome.
What a treat.
Yes. Woohoo.
But I don't know if I could take it too much.
Yeah. Because she keeps doing this every month. I'm going to have to cut her loose.
Right.
I only have I have three girls left.
Damn.
I'll get rid of one more. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. We're getting meta here. This is an article on how to get good advice. So we're going to give advice on getting advice.
Okay.
So basically it's written by Julie Raines. Sure. Senior writer. And it says,
Raines is a made-up name, I think.
Sometimes the shortest and best path to making a decision or solving a problem is to ask insights from a wise person. I don't know if I know what to say.
Go to
wise.
The village idiot for your advice. And that's
that's what a lot of people do, just based on what I see. Yeah. A lot of people just go straight to anyone wearing like a bird's nest as a hat. Here are ways to make sure you're getting good advice. Now, if this isn't something, first you have to figure out what you need advice on. Are you kidding me? It's like you will need a pen,
brain. What's your question?
Yeah, what's your question? So you can't, and rather than asking someone how to make more money, ask them how you can get a raise at your current workplace. Okay?
But that's...
You can ask a general question, but it may not meet your expectations. So I could come to you, Katie, for advice and be like, how can I be happy?
And then I would say...
I need to get more specific. You would just say something general. And I'd be like, well, really, I wanted to know how I could look nicer and how that would make me feel.
So you approached me with like a fake-out question.
Yeah.
Just because you were warming up.
No,
I
don't know what my real question is. They're saying know what you want advice on. Then it says get advice from a trustworthy person who won't belittle you or your decisions. Depending on how foolish you are, you may have a hard time finding someone.
Right.
Because I know when people come to me with advice and they're crazy... I'm just like, I don't, you're crazy. And then I might give you some advice. Still good, though, but I will belittle you. This person says, the saddest conversation I've ever witnessed are those in which the advice giver demeans the person soliciting advice.
Let me tell you, let me give you some advice on that person giving you advice.
Yeah.
If they're a little mean, that means, you know what?
Well, the thing is, I was thinking of a situation where years ago, a friend asked me for advice about, you know, she was trying to figure out if she should be with this guy or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, at your past, you are not a good person at picking whether or not you should be with someone. Belittling, but still advice.
Mm-hmm.
She's not qualified. Look at the past dudes. They're crazy. You are not qualified to pick out someone.
So then she had to find someone else to pick out a dude for her? She had to go with an arranged
marriage?
Get her mother involved. Don't get your mother involved in your dating.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Go straight to your mom.
Yeah.
Listen to people who admit making mistakes. Okay. Realize that unsolicited advice is not always bad advice. I can count the times I've gotten good advice that have started like this. You know what you need to do? That's never good.
Your ears automatically shut down when that happens.
And then it's like, did anybody ask you? Who are you?
Mm.
Like, what's going on? Seek advice from people who aren't just like you. such as those who are younger or older than you.
Jeez. Yes. But that's who a lot of people only know people who are just like them. Yes. So what are you going to do about that? Like,
you got to find people who are nothing like you, the opposite of you. But so, then it says, consider if their values match yours.
So do I have to go into like an opium den?
Yes.
And then be like, excuse me.
Yeah, I just need some quick advice.
Put down that hookah for a second.
You got to do it in like Myanmar.
Yeah.
Like something that's not like you. And it says, understand that advice should help you make a decision, not tell you what your decision should be. No, when people ask me for advice, I'm like, here's what you should do. I started just like all bad advice.
What? Why not?
Well, what am I going to say? You know what? The best person to choose is you. They're asking me what to do. No. Yeah.
It's up to you, but if I were you, I would do this.
Yeah. It says, I don't second guess others' decisions, especially if they follow advice contrary to mine. No, I do that. There's nothing worse than giving someone some damn good advice and seeing them run over some fool, right, get the opposite advice, and then run with that. I have stopped. So this is how to get good advice. I gave out advice to people for a long time. I'm not doing it anymore because they don't take it. Whether it's good or bad, if I see you not taking my advice, I'm keeping it to myself.
Yeah, you know, listeners, you can send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. And you can ask Jaquetta for advice,
yes,
and she will give you some, but you have to follow it.
Yeah, if you don't follow it, forget it.
Yeah.
I take it back somehow.
Yeah.
I come back, and I get my advice.
So I put out this challenge. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Ask Jaquetta for some advice on anything.
Yeah, on anything.
And we will read it on the air.
We will read it on the air. It will get answered.
Yeah.
Will you do advice on my advice?
I will.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need to look for advice online anymore for this segment. We generate our own. Right.
And then critique each other's advice.
Sure, why not?
Right.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. So what, are you back to Mrs. Webb?
Well, I'm going
like
to give
ping
her...
pong.
I can't... I have more Mrs. Webb, but I do have one here from E. Jean.
Oh, Lord.
Remember,
okay, remember Elle,
from Elle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so dear E. Jean, my mother is an attractive, interesting woman who reads Elle and The Economist. Dresses fashionably.
What? Elle and The Economist?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, you know, she's got
Ivanka it all. Trump suits, yeah. Like pantsuits.
Right. She dresses fashionably and maintains a petite size 2 frame. Recently...
I hate her. I could never be like her.
Oh, you don't even know what's going to happen
oh,
next.
No.
Oh,
no. She took her name. Even...
Recently, I found out that my 39-year-old husband of 14 years has been having sex with her when he attends conferences at the resort near where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me, I was bothered by the fact that it didn't bother me. Yeah.
That's weird. It's like a Roman Polanski film.
He's a wonderful man, father
sure
to
is.
Our two children and a good you provider.
Sure? You sure about that?
And he's always taken care of me emotionally, sexually, and financially.
Woof. And your mom's. He's a family guy. Talk about a family guy.
I know I should be upset. I know I should feel betrayed on so many levels, but I just don't. He says he enjoys the relationship with her, but will stop if that's what I want.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Honestly, if my mother and husband are happy in their affair, I just can't seem to find the energy to be angry or jealous. The question is this normal? Should I be upset?
I would say check and see if your husband has been doing any kind of bloodletting on you, if there are leeches on you. What do you mean you don't have the energy to be upset? Even if you don't care about your husband, it's like, really? Your mom?
That energy and to be angry or jealous?
She's very tired, Katie. She's exhausted.
What the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of person this is.
I don't know
what's going on.
These people
this
are.
Is a very interesting. I'd like to get into their, figure out what their deal is. But
I know what the deal is. The mom has been competing with the daughter her entire life. Listen to the way that the daughter described.
Mm-hmm.
If that were my mom, I would have been like, this skinny bitch.
Yeah.
Old dried up bag of bones, size 0.2, you know, has been sleeping with my husband.
Yeah, so it's been happening like this her whole life.
Yep, she probably slept with every guy her daughter's ever slept with.
And it's just like so beaten
prom
down
night,
for the
mom
whole thing.
Got laid. Homecoming, mom got laid.
Right.
She probably had to chaperone them. The girl went in to like get her corsage or something. Boom.
She's probably like, every guy you bring in, I have to do first.
Yep.
And that's the rule.
That's it. They
and
go
you
through
have to watch.
They have to watch. With my size 2.
Yeah. In my outfits, because they're fashionable.
Well, yeah. With The Economist strewn around. It's a veritable love nest. It's a sewer.
So the advice is, you know, for 20 years, the world's most attractive idiots, unrequited lovers, and chafing milksops, including myself, have babbled in this column about unconditional love. You are astoundingly the first to live it.
What? Okay, I'm going to give it up for her at this point for just coming back around with it, with just like, it started off as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, of all the lame brain things, this is the lame brainest.
This is just...
Yes.
So no, I'm not going to advise you to feel upset. Instead, I'm popping open a bottle of Prosecco and raising my glass to you. You found...
This is a gay man.
You found what...
Mrs. Webb is a gay
no,
man.
No, this is E.G.
Oh, E.G.
And there's pictures of her. Remember, she's like, she sits on the floor and leans on
the couch.
That's
a fake. That's like a glamorous shot that someone pulled out of, like, when you buy a frame at Walmart.
Oh.
This is E.G.
This is like a gay man from the 70s. Mm-hmm. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You found what so many seek. True love, like true joy, comes when you wish your beloved free and when you get out of your own head.
I don't know where this is going.
The difficulty, of course, as Henry James pointed out, it's not only because, you know, we got him involved in this,
yes,
too. I ran it by Henry James.
It got literary. As Nabokov wrote.
Yeah. It's not only to get out. You must stay out of your own head. So you wonder.
I told you it was Roman Polanski.
I wonder if you should feel angry. Bah. Being human means feeling spiteful, disgusted, sad, ecstatic, bitter, and terrified just thinking about changing
hairdressers. So she's not human. Changing hairdressers?
Yeah, because that's being human if you're thinking about... You have those emotions when you're thinking about changing your hairdresser.
I think this guy is not only gay, but wears like a floppy hat, I hope. Like a Gold Dust Woman kind of situation.
Gold Dust.
Yeah. Little Stevie Nicks channeling that. I like it. With a long cigarette in the 70s.
Being human also means experiencing deep spiritual liberating feelings of unconditional love and release from anger. People who say you should be in a rage don't understand a thing about love.
Wait, what was the question?
Is it normal? Should I be upset about this?
Okay. Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes, and Eugene says no. To love totally and absolutely means to want your loved ones to be free. No need to turn yourself into a walking diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders just because you question whether not being angry is normal.
So keep a lid on.
Yeah. Indeed, what is normal is a man finding his wife's mother attractive. What?
What? Really?
People just don't talk about it.
Because not everybody does. Have you seen somebody's moms out here?
Yeah.
Come on. Not really?
In the mid-1980s, I trekked across the Star Mountains of Papua New Guinea.
Stop.
Due to falling down a 40-foot-deep sinkhole, tumbling into a 150-foot ravine, crashing off a vine bridge, getting lost, running out of food, being attacked by killer ants, crawling through quicksand, and twisting my ankle so badly that it swelled up to the size of a water bucket, I was forced to stay there for a spell in the tranquility of this village in Munbil. And what I saw there.
So are now, you kidding me?
She goes on to say what she saw.
This is the worst screenplay I have ever read. Flashback. The year is 1987.
I'm trekking across.
Here I am in a Kathleen Malandrano denim pantsuit. And a floppy
hat. Yeah,
it's
like a J. Peterman catalog.
Yeah.
And then
you
this
know
is...
nothing of love, I said, with my vest made of 100% linen. Treated for the jungles.
Ivory buttons.
Yes.
From blood
like
free
the moon.
From blood free elephants.
No, it's from elephants back then because it was okay.
Oh, okay.
That's when ivory was okay.
All right. So guess what she saw when she had a rest.
Midgets. Pygmies. Excuse me. Black midgets. Pygmies.
She saw beauty, serenity, boredom, and a couple of mother-in-laws as elegant as.
Yes.
As elegant as Edith Wharton, and both under 4'10".
Huh. If this turns into a threesome, I'm out of here. It has been a long day, Miss E. Jean.
So the mother-in-laws enjoying the favors of their daughter's husbands. It was accepted. It was customary of the country. And she has that in italics.
Really? No, it was customary in 1947 in Germany. A lot of things get customary.
Oh, my God. Or at least the custom of this particular paradise. Oh. But we're not living in the Star Mountains. If you ever do get upset.
I was for about 5 minutes of that. I was totally in the Star Mountains. I told you, Gold Dust Woman. I called it. Kind of a flowing top. Ribbons.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, if you ever do get upset, tell your husband to cease.
Okay.
Okay. P.S. So, my first inkling that you possess a Nirvana-grade freedom of jealousy. You mentioned a fellow woman wearing a size 2 in the first sentence and went on to write two more paragraphs with a total of 158 words without slamming her. Oh, E. Jean.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and we know more about E. Jean than we wanted to know.
Can you go back to reading Tropic of Cancer? Because I'm much more interested in what happened to E. Jean. Because the question really was, E. Jean, were you ever a gold dust woman in, like, you know, Southeast Asia or wherever you are? What happened in the 80s, E. Jean? Yeah. This is crazy.
What did you see? Tell us. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. It was written by E. Jean.
It was written by E. Jean. Wow. Sound of the Fury by E. Jean. Good Lord. All right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I just had a...
Thank you. Now, here's... a lot of this is dating advice, because that's the worst advice out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I was doing my research for this, I thought, this must be a real problem, because there were a lot of articles dealing with this issue. And it's how to find out if you're dating a con artist.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is big. Okay.
So what happened... All right. First of all, you've got to be a target of a con. So you have to have something a con man wants.
Well, you have to be lonely and homely, according to what I have here. That's one of the takeaways. Lonely. Oh. And I put and homely women, too.
You put homely.
Are often targeted by con artists claiming romantic interest. So I think this is the con. They're talking about if your boyfriend is trying to marry you for the money. First of all, do you have any money? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's to me, that's the first thing. No con artist is going to date someone who's skint, flat, broke as a joke. Like, uh-huh. It's just, what are they going to con for? So she starts the article by saying, if you watch the news, which I don't. Do you watch the news?
Occasionally.
I've seen it.
I know it's there.
If you watch the news, you've probably seen some of the sad stories about lonely women who are targeted by con artists.
That's usually a special. That's like a 2020 thing.
Yeah.
She was alone.
These stories rarely end well and usually result in loss of money, property, jewelry, and sometimes even life. I've seen con artists in action. Not only was I taken by someone in a scam at Christmas, but there was a con artist in my family. This woman is lousy with con artists.
Yeah, they're
rife. They're all over the place. She's lousy with it. They're running all through her. So
she needs to run a comb over her body.
Exactly, a soft comb. Here's how to find out. Number one, introduce your boyfriend to your family and friends. Yes, do that anyway. What is this?
Do that in any case.
Watch how your date interacts with friends and family. If he's aloof and never wants to spend time with your friends, even on special occasions, that's a warning. If he tries to prevent you from spending time with family and friends.
He just doesn't like them.
Well, yeah. What if they're dicks?
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated people before. I'm sure you have too, where you're like, dude, we cannot hang out with Fred and Bill anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, I can't stand one more, you know, half dick out. It's not going to happen. And they say, she says also, if the con artist does go to function with you, but people end up missing billfolds, money, and jewelry, that's a bad sign.
Repeatedly. Yes. People are missing their possessions around your
every
boyfriend.
Party you go to, people are getting robbed, but not you.
Hmm. And you're not robbing them.
Yeah. It says here, listen to your family and friends. So basically, ask your family and friends what they
think. Are you robbing them? Ask yourself, are you robbing your friends and family?
Think about it. When people when you've told someone that's close to you that you don't particularly care for their boyfriend or girlfriend, do they listen to you? Or they tell you you're jealous, you don't know what you're talking
about. You're jealous. This is love.
Yeah. I gave him my bank account. What's the problem? Then it says here, you have to meet his family and friends. Spend some time with your boyfriend's people.
Yeah. People. What is it people? For this posse?
See if he has any. If he cannot produce people, this is like a court. Okay. If he cannot produce people who know him well, this is a warning. He may be trying to hide something, or he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Either one.
Or he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't want them to meet you.
Yeah, because he's not sure about you. I imagine some woman is doing this like on date two and be like, "I've met his people. We've gone to the movies twice." Ask yourself if his claims are hard to believe. So if he has worked for famous people, ask, or it talks about being wealthy, ask for proof. So like if he said he's worked with Mariah Carey, ask for a picture.
Get a pay stub.
Get a
pay stub.
Get photographic evidence. Then finally it says, and I might put this as number one, Google him. I tell everyone to do that, especially when they meet people online.
Google that person. Absolutely.
A friend of mine said she met a guy, Googled him while he was in the bathroom on their date, found out he just got out of the joint. I told you about that.
Yeah.
It says to... Watch out for
Photoshop. Why did she have to wait till he went to the bathroom to Google him?
She just met him, and she was like, he seems kind of weird.
Oh, they were like, all right.
It wasn't a big date. It was just like a casual thing. They tell you to watch out for Photoshop. Yeah. Now people are photographing themselves in with Jennifer Aniston. I don't know. Like a con artist.
I think we're all developing an eye for Photoshop in a way that is like, you know, like we can look back at older movies and see the special effects.
I think that when people Photoshop things now, unless it's like a dog's head on a person, I'm like, huh, what's the problem?
Oh, no, we're learning about shadows.
It says, all kinds of things. Beware of pushiness and control. Be honest with him and then watch out for a sob story, because when you confront him, it turns out he is the victim. I love people like that. And then finally, be prepared to be the bad guy. So this isn't bad advice. I think number one, though, if you think, hey, I've never dated anyone that I thought was a con artist. Mm-hmm. If I did, I probably wouldn't try to find out. I'd probably just be like, forget it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of people nowadays are so clingy that they'll hold on to anything and be like, well, he's been stealing from me. He separated from my family. I think he might be a con artist, but he's such a good guy. And I'm lonely and homely.
I think that's the key. If you're lonely and homely and these things are happening, but otherwise people are like, oh, he just doesn't want to be around my family.
If you're lonely, homely, and wealthy, guess what? You're a target.
Yeah, you're in the heiress.
Yes. Has anyone ever targeted you for your money? Not me. Good luck. You can target me for my debt. Come on. It's not too late.
No kidding. Get in on that.
So basically they're like, do not give him money. And I'm like, do not give any dude money.
No kidding. If you're giving a guy money, that's the first thing. If you're giving a guy money, you have to do like,
we make less money than they do. You can be broke alone. Okay. You can be broke alone.
So women make a quarter less on the dollar.
Yeah. So you don't, than any man. He should be giving you
the same job,
a quarter of not a nothing. Yeah. Just random. Here you go. Bang. Yeah. Quarter. That's crazy. There were pages and pages and pages of these. I guess we missed our calling. We could have been con men.
I think so. Well, it's never too late.
No, it's never too late to start dating women and then conning them, apparently.
And stealing.
Because we just need to find some lonely, homely, rich women.
Right.
And then we'll do the opposite of what it says here.
And then they won't even know.
Yeah, we'll win.
And that's the con. Bazing.
That's the whole con. I wouldn't even know. Like, I love con, the idea of a con. I could never set it up. I don't think I could.
I don't know. I can't. It's too complicated. I'd
rather just get a job. Right? Unless I'm stealing. How much are you going to get from someone? Like 50 grand?
It's too stressful to set up a con. And then you have to be like, keep your own agenda in your mind and then do this other thing to trick them.
But how would you feel, though, if you took someone to your family? I just, you know, if I took someone in my family and everyone's wallets are missing, it's pretty clear who did it, right?
Right.
I mean, it could be that uncle who has one too many to drink, but that's just like not a very good con move to me. It's to everyone's like, my watch. Like everybody. At the whole party.
And it happens repeatedly.
Yeah.
At the next one.
All the gifts were gone. A car was missing. Yes. And I won't go to your house anymore because I'm getting robbed. Every time I go to a function.
Nobody knows.
No one knows who it is.
Okay. Here's another one I found on sodahead.com.
Ew.
By Alyssa Knockout.
Okay. Really?
30 tips for guys on how to treat a woman. Smiley face.
Okay. It's a list.
It says, LOL.
It's an editor's dream.
Yeah. I'm assuming this was written by a man, but he's smart. That's like one of the first, like.
That's a comment?
A comment. Okay.
But he's smart, even though it's written by a guy. It's intelligent, eloquent.
Number one, whatever you do, don't just show up at their house. They run around in their underwear just like we do.
Huh?
So if you're a guy, don't just show up at a lady's house. Yeah, they're in their underwear.
And there's pillow fights, and they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
That's what happens if you just burst in on any woman. Ask a UPS delivery guy.
Don't cheat on them. It may seem foolproof, but girls will tell each other everything about everything. Trust me, they will find out.
What? So that's why you shouldn't cheat. Yeah, not because it's dishonest, but because bitches know.
Okay. Yeah. Beware of every single male relative and all guy friends. Any of them would kick your ass at the drop of a hat, and a lot of them wouldn't even wait for the damn hat. So this guy's been beaten.
Even wait for the hat.
Just been beaten just upon arrival. He's like showed up at door. Yes. Hi. And just
boof. I like the idea that someone would knock his hat off and then while it was still up in the air, just kick him in the chops.
And then he crawls to the curb and goes back home and is like, listen, all you men out there.
They throw the hat on
him. You need to know they're going to hit you.
Yes. If you assault someone they care about, if you mistreat someone they care about, you will get thumped.
Don't be afraid to touch them if you want to.
Uh-huh.
If they're going out with you in the first place, it's because they like being in your arms.
Really? Sometimes you're just hungry. Sometimes no one else will go and see Lord of the Rings.
I know. You can be dirty-minded in private, really. Most of them are not offended by it.
Most of them.
But then a few of them, we won't tell you how to identify those few.
We just got to say, grab them first. Before the hat hits the floor.
Not all of them eat like birds. A lot of them can eat like whales.
Someone pack it on.
Yeah. Just know that.
But just be careful when you're planning your date.
But this is how to treat a woman. This is just like know something about a woman.
Some women are soft.
Yeah, right.
I like it. How to
treat... There's more. Do you honestly need all your money that much? Be a man. Pay all the time.
Yeah, if you can. There's a weird... I know people are arguing about that all the time. They don't want guys to pay. I'm like, fine.
Okay, but then he goes on to say, most of them don't mind paying half of everything, but they do discuss these things with their friends. Realize that if you make your girlfriend pay half all the time, everyone will know about it, and your friends will know you're a wimp.
That's true.
Yeah.
My husband is, when I've told him about people who wanted to pay half, he's like, why didn't you just leave right then and be like, here's half a date? I'm like, touche. Touche.
Okay, and here's, I love this
dropping one. Dropping some knowledge.
Every girl should eventually get three things from her boyfriend.
Okay.
A stuffed animal, one of his sweatshirts.
Huh? Ew. Really? Really?
And a really pretty ring.
Okay.
Even if it's not a serious relationship.
No, wrong. How many rings have you gotten?
You know what? Out of all the jewelry that I've received, I've never gotten a ring.
Me either. I've gotten lots of jewelry.
Yeah, me too. So it's never earrings. Earrings are big.
Yeah.
Necklaces.
Necklaces are easy. Pendant.
Yeah.
Thing like that. I think a ring is hard because of size and also the implication.
Right. And it's like, what kind of ring is this?
Yeah. Is this a friendship ring or is this like a backdoor ring? Because we're not doing that.
Yeah. Don't flirt with their moms. That's just freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please refer to
E-Jean. Never, ever slap her, even if it's in a joking way. Even if she swats you first and says something like, oh, you're so dumb or something. Never make any gestures back.
That's true, yeah. One, a friend, a guy that I was dating or a friend, I can't remember. I just remember he like gave me a slap casually and I think I went to punch him because that's my response.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hit someone if you don't want to get punched in the face. Right. I think that covers.
I think just about everything.
Yeah, because why wouldn't I punch you in the face? You slap me.
Right now.
Be rolling.
Memorize their goddamn birthdays.
All right.
You forgot her birthday and you're basically screwed for life.
Wow.
And then go on, because if you're, I don't know what kind of emotion is happening over here, because it says, if you're officially dating and you're introducing her to your friends, you better damn well introduce her as your girlfriend.
Yes.
A lot of dams in there.
Well, because these are the things that, the one where he has expletives, it's like the hat business.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He forgot someone's birthday. Like, you know.
It was her birthday, and you showed up here, kabam, without a present.
And she threw the hat.
Yeah.
It wasn't a relative at all.
Let's see. If they complain that something hurts, rub it for them without being asked. What about their feelings?
Massage those gently with a lubricant.
Short. Here's one. Dear Mrs. Webb, what happens if you love him but do not want a French kiss him? What should you do?
I hope this is a teen. This has got to be a young person.
And she answers...
Wait, if you love him but you don't want a French kiss
him? What should I do?
Wow.
Dear Mrs. Webb frowns upon swapping spit with anyone but one spouse.
Really?
In your shoes, I would say, no thank you.
Really? For a French kissing? Don't people do that? Don't teenagers? Isn't that like a big teenager thing to do?
Yeah. It's like one of the first things you do.
Life. So I'm saying if this is a young person and they're saying, I love him, it's in young person speak, you know, like the young person love. And you want a French kiss or not French kiss, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
Because most young people nowadays are like, I'm taking it up the back.
Yeah.
But I don't love her.
Right, you know? Right, like, right. Isn't that something?
I'm going to, like, parties where, you know, it's like a modern key party.
This is happening.
But I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do a foot job because I feel like I'm a little too young. Like, this is good. I remember my first kiss. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, right, right.
P.S. Ahara.
It was a horror.
It was awful. It couldn't have been worse. It was that bad. It was so bad that I was transported to being raised in Yonkers in the 40s.
You turn into someone's Jewish aunt when you say, it's a horror.
It makes me be born from Yonkers.
Yeah. One more thing. Okay. How should men and women treat each other?
With respect.
Two very old-fashioned words come to mind. Honor and respect. Men should honor women, which means they should not look at women as a sexual release.
Good luck with that.
Women should respect men and not use underhanded or dishonest means of winning their hearts.
Boob in the face. What? Who asked that question?
No, but they didn't put their name
that's
down.
That's not something. A real question. I'm telling you, she's got a bottle of wine. She and E. Jean is probably lives nearby, and she hates E. Jean. Yeah, E. Jean smokes.
Right.
E. Jean smokes opium.
Right.
Because from back in the day, when she was in the jungles.
E. Jean and Mrs. Webb together. That's a good...
That's never going to work.
Imagine if they had a shared office.
No, that's what I'm saying. They see each other every day. And they're like, really? That's how men and women should treat each other? Let me tell you what pygmies do.
When I fell down that 150-foot ravine.
Yeah, and then the gold dust woman.
Into paradise.
Yes.
I was there, but I've never been here. I've never been inside.
Why is
that Jean.
Someone's...
I've never been to me.
Why is that someone's version of paradise? Wasn't she suffering from like...
Of course she was.
In any case,
anyway,
we're gonna close out.
Right. So thank you for listening to Hey,
it
You
sound
Know
like
It.
You had a good time. Here we are at the end of the show.
Mrs. Webb.
Praise.
Thank
Lord
you
Jesus.
For listening to Hey, You Know It. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com, and we will read your email on an upcoming show. And it also qualifies you for an official Hey, You Know It shot glass.
Yep. They're going fast, people.
Yes. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. And go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We will read it on one of our upcoming shows, and you will also get a shot glass for your trouble. So thank you again for listening.
One time,
tell me how it works.
On the plane, a guy was sitting next to me. I'm reading a book. The guy's trying to flirt with me. Greg is like, oh man, just leave it. This is not going to go well for you. It did not go well for the guy. He did not help me out though.
Oh, really?
Yes. He returned the favor. I find it funny.
Were you all sitting together on the plane?
Yes, but once again.
Oh no. That's awful. So now it's so awkward.
So a guy to my right, you know, looks to my left, sees Greg, and is like, okay, forget it. Starts to put the flirt on. Immediately, Greg starts chuckling because he knows that, you know, it's not going to go well for that guy. And it did not. He felt very small.
What'd you say?
I was reading a book, and he's like, what are you reading? A book?
No.
What's it about? Lobsters. Ladies, if anyone asks you what you're reading... Say first a book and then give them just a ridiculous subject. Like, what are you reading? A book. What's it about? Salt.
What's it about?
Buttons. And then lean over and kiss your husband.
Buttons.
They have nothing to say.
The history of buttons.
The guy didn't have anything anyway. He started off with, what are you reading?
Yeah.
A book. Then he proceeded. Then you get salt. So...